Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it is a blistering like 93 degrees right now. I'm out on the patio. Luckily, I'm in the shade. Welcome, everyone. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we're just going to assume you're listening to the show. That's another way to listen to the show, folks. Just dial in and don't press 1. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your Skype app and press 1 so we know you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Every day of the show, the same phone number and the live page is open with a chat room. You can join us in the chat room. It's below the player, and you'll be able to chat with us, give us comments, ask questions. We can talk about that on air from the chat. You can also ask for a mini reading in the chat room, and we'd love to help you out. But it's a lot more fun to talk to you on the phone. So once again, this number, give us a call, 714-816-4628. Write it down, put it in your phone, put it in your pad. It's good for all of our shows all week long on Psyche Talk. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host, coming to us all the way from the Rocky Mountains. She's a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, and Akashic Records reader. Here she is from Flathead Valley, Montana, Kathy Shogren. Hey, Kathy. We're back
Dex,
on the air again.
Hi, everyone. Yay.
Oh, wow.
Can't believe it's been a week.
I know. It just blew by. And our fabulous co-host that's usually with us, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, she is still under the weather. So she had to bow off today's show, too. So she missed last week, and she missed this week, too, unfortunately. But hopefully she'll be better and back by next week. Her throat, you know, she's getting better, I think. But, you know, she was saying how her throat's scratchy, Kathy.
Right. There's a lot of allergies going on, I guess.
Yeah. She went to the doctor and found out that it wasn't an infection or, you know, she's just having a really bad reaction to the pollen. It's just a ton of it, apparently, where she is, Berkeley, California. And, you know, she's a professor at UC Berkeley. And, oh, my God, you know, I feel so bad for her. She's been going through this for 2 weeks now, and sending out healing energy, asking Archangel Raphael to intercede and help her get her back on the air, you know, with a scratchy throat. I know I've been there many times in 10 years of broadcasting, Kathy.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times when I've had to cancel shows because, you know, it's all about what you sound like. It's the voice. It's not TV. It's radio, and we love it, you know, but it's all about the voice. And it's hard to do a radio show when you got a cold or allergies or anything like that. So, you know, wishing Dr. Rose well, and hopefully she'll be joining us for our next show in the series. And I say series because we're actually doing a series of shows on soul realignment. And we started out last week with our first in the series and just gave an overview of what the Akashic Records are, because in soul realignment, you're dealing with the soul, you're dealing with the Akashic Records. And over the next several weeks, all the way to the end of May, actually, so then, you know, the next, five, 6 weeks, we're going to be delving deeper and deeper into this, different aspects of it. And, you know, these first two shows kind of getting people oriented, Kathy. So we started out with the very basics, you know, what is the Akashic Records? Today, we're going to do what is soul realignment, you know, because we keep throwing that term around. It's like, you know, what even is that, you know? So we're going to get into that today, plus take your phone calls. We got a few people calling in, but we're going to give you guys some time to get in on the phone lines. The phone lines are wide open, so if you're listening live and you're on the fence as to whether or not to call in, do it now, because we take the calls in the order that they call in, and if you call in now and hold your spot, we're going to get to you. So once again, the number to call is 714-816-4628, and press 1 when you get through so we know you want to be live on air. We'll get to the phone calls shortly, but let's tell them a little bit about this, Kathy. You know, what is soul realignment? Where did that term come from? We've been hinting that it's a modality, and you've gone through all the trainings, several levels of training, and I find it really fascinating. So what can you tell folks?
Right. So soul realignment is a trademark term from Andrea Hess, who is the designer and originator of the healing modality. So soul realignment is a psychic or intuitive mode of healing that uses the Akashic Records to just really inform about who they are at the soul level. What is the divine nature of their own soul? So we do that, you know, by going into their Akashic record and accessing that information based on their soul level characteristics. Because, you know, let's face it, it's hard to, you know, you hear people saying, oh, it's so important to be authentic. It's so important. You know, I just want to bring my best self to the table. I just need to, you know, play to my strengths. And well, that's all well and good, but that's hard to do if you can't remember who you are. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, in 3D we experience everything in polarity. And it could really feel sometimes if you've had, you know, let's say a rough start in life or a difficult childhood or you've been through a period of trauma later on, you know, for whatever reason, your brain can kind of feel all, you know, fuzzy. And you might feel like life has almost, you know, conspired to get you to forget, you know, who you are at a soul level, who, what is how God made me? I can't even remember. I can't even say anything positive about myself. I feel so worn down. So, you know, I was thinking earlier, like the types of clients that I typically work with, and they seem like they have fallen into a few different groups. And one is people that have never had any kind of a reading before of any kind. And they're looking for someone, you know, that they feel comfortable with. So that's really, you know, a huge honor for me that someone would trust me and feel comfortable, you know, with me and, you know that I'm in integrity and taking what I do seriously. And then the next group of people is kind of the opposite, people that have tried everything else, and I'm kind of their last resort. You know, they haven't found what they're looking for in any other kind of a reading or modality. So, you know, that's also an honor, you know, that someone in all their, you know, upset or brokenness or feeling, you know, defeated, because that's an illusion. You're not defeated. You just feel that you are, you know, comes to me for some clarity and some clearing out, you know, of what it is that's blocking them from feeling and expressing their divinity. And then finally, so I think the third group of people I work with a lot are other psychics. So I kind of, I'm like the psychic. I don't know why that happens, you know, but it does. But a lot of other people that work in the healing arts. Yeah.
Well, it can be immensely helpful for people that are professional readers. Let me ask you about this from this angle here, because I know nothing. I am happy to admit it. You know, we had some other fabulous hosts on that have that are also soul realignment practitioners, like Anna Nola and Sue Schumacher, and actually they had taken the same courses, that you have and had a show here on the network called Soul Sisters. And they've moved off the network, but they are relaunching their show. In fact, May 2nd is their first show. And May 9th, they're going to have their first guest on. And guess who the first guest is?
Who? Andrea?
Me. No, me.
You, yay! Woo, Steph.
They should have got Andrea. That would be better, right? You know, and I'm sure they'll have Andrea on. And wow, we should have Andrea on. But I get to be their first guest and talk about, you know, their journey into radio and how here at Psychic Talk Radio we help them, you know, launch their own business and their own radio network. And it's just exciting times right now. And so mark that on your calendars, okay? Mark those on your calendars. May 2nd for the launch of their show and May 9th for my appearance on Soul Sisters as it comes back on the air. And I'm going to have all the details. I'm going to write up a blog post about it. I'll have the links and everything for you. Pay attention to our social media. You know, I'm Dax Carlisle on Twitter. If you want to follow on Twitter, on Facebook, we have a fabulous Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search Psychic Talk Radio and join the group. We also have the Tarot Guild group you can join as well. Over 5,000 people on the Tarot Guild group. And so when you type in Tarot Guild or you type in Psychic Talk Radio, look for the group, not the pages. Okay, you want to join the group because that's where the information pops up. Another easy way to do it is if you're on our website, psychictalk.net, on any of the pages, I don't think it's on the front, well, at the bottom of the front page, but you know, if you're on one of our pages like upcoming shows or the blog or what have you, look in the right-hand column at the top and you'll see a button for Twitter and a button for Facebook. So you can click the Twitter and follow me on Twitter, and you can click the Facebook icon button. It'll take you right over to our group. You can join the group and join in all the psychic conversations. And I'll have all the information about my appearances there. And so, you know, someone comes to and okay, so we're accessing the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are there. Everybody has access. You know, nobody thinks about that, though. And so it makes sense we should have practitioners that access the Akashic Records that do soul realignment. And so I come to you, and you're going to access the Akashic Records, and it's not like a typical reading from what I heard from like Anne and Sue. It's more of a very in-depth process, isn't it? Can you tell us about
that? Yes. I think when people think of psychic readings, they tend to think of something that is, you know, predictive and also prescriptive. You know, I don't necessarily want to call it fortune telling, but you know, oftentimes people will say, "What's coming up in my future?" I mean, that is indeed what they're, you know, asking for, or they might be looking for some concrete advice, like, "What should I do? You know, should I go with option number one or option number two?" You know, that kind of thing. So, rather than being predictive or prescriptive, these readings are more like informative. We give you a ton of information about your soul and exactly how you were created. What are your strengths? What energies are you highest in? And if something is going on, that's the reading part of it. The clearing part of your Akashic Records is a whole other side of doing this work. So if someone were to come and say, complain of chronic, like, relationship problems, like, I just can't seem to, you know, meet the right person or get myself in the type of relationship that my heart has always wanted, or I continually have conflict at work, it doesn't matter which job I'm doing, job after job after job, it's the same thing where I have all this conflict, say. So what we would do is access your Akashic Records and look for all the energetic influences from this life and also your past lives that are contributing to your situation right now. Because how do we make our life? What's going on? Well, we create our life through the choices that we make. Okay, and some of those choices are conscious. We make them consciously, and some of them are unconscious. We're not even aware of, you know, some of the thought processes that may be behind the decisions that we make and the actions that we take. So we bring these things to light and inform a person about, this is what's going on. This is how you got yourself to this particular place in time. You picked up this pattern from childhood, or this is some genetic karma. This is some stuff from that you just inherited from your family, and that's why it seems weird and foreign to you. It's not even coming solely from you per se. So that when you understand those influences and are given a method to clear them, you have this really cool opportunity to start fresh, to make some new choices that will align with the truth of who you are. Because taking action and making decisions based on that, based on your own personal divine history and truth, is the best shot that any of us has in terms of living a life of happiness and peace and abundance and hopefully some ease, whereas everything doesn't always feel like you're swimming against the tide upstream. You're trying to live a life based on what your parents say you should be doing or what society says you should be thinking, feeling, or doing. Get rid of those influences and come back to you and your own soul and how divine source made you. What is the truth of that? And you go out there in the world and you let your light shine brightly and you be authentic to you and only
and
you.
So it's essentially a healing modality is the way to think of it rather than just a reading. It's a healing modality. You heal through these processes. Do you have some examples of, you know, what would people or what do people come to you, problems that they need to solve, issues in their life, health-wise or other, what different things do people come to you as a soul realignment practitioner for even?
Yes, I can give you some examples. They're not going to be specific because of I'm not going to mention names or anything, obviously, for confidentiality.
No, just in general. One word or two,
someone,
real quick.
Right. That came to me that it was just had just never felt well. And I don't even necessarily mean physically. She was just always feeling very down and depressed. She had this nagging feeling that something was wrong with her, that she had done something wrong, that she was in trouble. She was raised in a very strict Catholic church and upbringing. And she felt like she should love the Catholic church, that she in some way did love it. But yet every time she went in there, she felt depressed and down and like she was in trouble. And honestly, that part of it, she hadn't told me. She had just said, I feel bad about myself all the time. I feel an impending sense of doom, and I don't know why. And she had tried therapy. She had tried a bunch of other modalities, and nothing hit upon that. So what I found when I looked in her past life, like dozens of lives ago, maybe 15 lifetimes ago, where she had been a nun, and this church that she was involved, with was a positive church. Unfortunately, the priest there had problems with, I think it was gambling and alcohol, and had embezzled money, like money that the parishioners had given, for the upkeep of the church. They had a type of fund in the church, like a kind of like an emergency medical fund, like almost like a medieval form of health insurance, where if somebody couldn't pay the herbalist or the midwife or whatever, the church would try and help them out. So instead of the parishioners' money rightly going to those things, they were going, to the priest and his issues with alcohol and gambling. And no one was holding him accountable. And so my client had, in essence, blown the whistle, on him in a very prayerful way. She just didn't know what else to do. She couldn't let this go on. And long story short, she had been excommunicated. So, she lost her vocation. She lost her church. She lost everything, really. And she just lived out the rest of her life kind of feeling homeless in a way, spiritually homeless. you can imagine the devastation emotionally and spiritually that she experienced there. And when these things were brought to light, and when this man who had all this time, for all these lifetimes, been kind of circling around her in her auric and energetic field, you know, feeling like he had unfinished business with her because she was the one that held him blew the whistle on him. Even though he didn't lose his job, he lost some stature and lost some parishioners because they couldn't afford, you know, to keep going to this church where they weren't getting the things they paid for. I remember her saying, for the first time in forever, I feel something close to peace. And, you know, thank you.
Wow.
And she had just never been able to put things together in terms of why can't I walk into this, Catholic church? It's beautiful. My family is here. The people I love that are here. I feel an innate drawing, you know, to this mystery school or this thought system. But for some reason, it's all messed up. I can't access, you know, the positive parts of it. And so when we disconnect that man from her, when we get rid of this sense that she had done something wrong, when in spiritual truth she's the only one that did anything right, because her vows were to God. Her vows were not to the priest. Her vows were to God. That's who you take your vows to. When she was reminded of that, and the fact that she had honored those vows and lived in accordance with her own personal integrity and truth and done what she perceived to be the right thing in the face of all of that rejection and scorn and excommunication and whatever else, she was finally able to understand her feelings, to let it go, and to reestablish a right relationship with the church. So that's just one example of how, you know, pinpointing these things that have happened to you in either past lives or present life can bring you a tremendous amount of clarity and peace and also empowerment. That's the bottom line, empowerment. What do you need to do? What do you need to know? What words do you need to say in order to bring you peace, in order to remind you of who you are at a soul level and how you got to this position? Why are you feeling this way? I know it doesn't make sense. Let's figure it out together. And so now she's just in a totally different place
right.
in her life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
is that,
you know,
kind of what you were?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other things that it can help with. And we have a similar modality within hypnotherapy. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and we have regression when we regress a subject within their own lifetime. And then we have past life regression. And everybody's, you know, heard about that, but there's actually past life regression therapy. And it's along the same lines. Somebody has a situation or even something physical, and you can go back and find the origin of that. And often just traveling back and re-experiencing it, just that alone releases it quite often. And that's why it's called past life regression therapy, because it actually helps with things in the here and now, you know. And not everybody believes in past lives, but this is the interesting thing. I've talked to a lot of hypnotherapists, you know, other colleagues that also do past life regression, and it doesn't matter is their answer. You know, when I talk to them, you know, so do you believe, you know, you do this thing, and so you believe in past lives, right? And a lot of them say no, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are very scientifically minded, and they're not connected with the spiritual side of things. And but they say it doesn't matter. You don't have to be. The process works regardless. You know, all I know is
right.
I do the past life regression, and the problem they have in the here and now clears up. And that's what we're looking for, you know. And so it really doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It works. And soul realignment works along, you know, a similar way, working with things that happened in the past, you know, in past lives and so forth.
And you know what? Pain is pain. And what we all have in common as human beings is that we want to reduce suffering. And, you know, believe me, I have done this process on people from all walks of life, from fundamentalist Christians to atheists, from Orthodox Judaism to pagans. And, you know, I'll be very, you know, upfront about it and say, you know, I had a dear friend, you know, that was in profound emotional and mental distress, who called herself, you know, an agnostic leaning towards atheism. And I'm like, that is perfectly, you know, okay. That's perfectly okay. And, you know, this is what I have to offer you in terms of, you know, healing or how I can help you. And I will try and tamp down the spiritual language, you know, as much as I can. You don't have to believe, you know, everything I'm saying, but give this a shot. You know, and she was so, she was in so much pain that she was open to it. And, you know, since then I've worked with other, other individuals, you know, in her family, and I've continued to do different, you know, types of work in the records. And, you know, I guess I just bring that up to say that, you know, feel free to bring your own personal views and your own personal beliefs and disbeliefs, you know, to the table. Bring all of that. Bring everything that you are, you know, into this experience with me, and that's fine. I'll make room for all of it, just like what I call God makes room for all of it. There's nothing that's going to hurt you, you know, in this. You take what is helpful to you, and you can leave the rest, just like anything else.
Awesome. So that's a little capsule about soul realignment. We got to get to the phone calls, Kathy. I want to get a couple of phone calls before the bottom of the hour break here. What I'm going to suggest is go over to psychetalk.net/Kathy, and it's spelled with a K, so K-A-T-H-Y, Kathy. And it's psychetalk.net/Kathy, and you can contact Kathy through her page, ask her more about soul realignment. You can book a session with her as well, of course. But if you're curious about more about this, you can ask her in between shows. But also, don't forget, we're doing a whole series all through the rest of this month and May to the end of May. There's actually 5 Fridays in May, so we get to talk about a lot of things. Here's some of the upcoming topics. We're going to talk about soul groups. We're going to talk about soul specializations. We're going to talk about the divine energy centers. We're going to talk about reading souls in relationship. And even property realignment, I bet you didn't even think you could do that. That's going to be a fascinating topic coming up May 24th. And then the last Friday is going to be May 31st, and we're going to do the Soul Realignment Series wrap-up show. We're going to rapid-fire do a bunch of things that we didn't cover in the previous, 4, 5, 6, 7 shows. We're going to talk about soul facets and, just recently you took a new advanced course from Andrea that goes beyond the soul realignment into things like,
That's right.
What was it? It's actually predicting
the future
with the Akashic Records. Yeah. So we'll talk all about that on May 31st. So you definitely tune in, but tune in for all of our shows because they're all going to be really fascinating over the next 6 weeks, the next 6 Fridays here. Okay, let's go to the phone calls. People are starting to pop in on the lines now, so, you know, get in now so we actually can get to you. 714-816-4628. Remember to press number 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your app and press 1. That's how we know that you want to be live on air. Real quickly, I did the numerology of the day. The entire date adds up to 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. It's a day of abundance, folks. And it's kind of in alignment with what we've been talking about with soul realignment, you know, because you can manifest. Also, you know, that's what's really fascinating. In fact, before I forget, let me tell everybody about a really cool freebie. Andrea Hess, who who we've been talking about, you know, her modality here, soul realignment, and her course, you can take a free webinar tomorrow. So if you're listening on Friday or if it's Saturday morning, you can take it today. Okay, so tomorrow, Saturday, you can take a free webinar, actually. And let me bring it up. It's at psychetalk.net/Akashic. And I got to make sure I spell it right here. So for those that are unfamiliar, Akashic is A-K-A-S-H-I-C. A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Akashic. So it's psychetalk.net/Akashic. We'll take you over there. Let me see if I can copy and paste this into the chat room for all of our fabulous listeners in the chat room, give them the link again. And what it is Akashic Records Manifesting Demystified, a free webinar from Andrea Hess. And let me double check the time here. It's going to be, it says Saturday, April 20th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. noon Eastern. Those are U.S. times there, folks. You can extrapolate from there wherever you are in the world. But it's a free webinar on Manifesting Demystified. So if you want to delve a little deeper into the Akashic Records, I highly recommend that. Go over to psychetalk.net/Akashic to go check that out. Also, if you want to check out Andrea's course, it's the same course and series of courses that Kathy here has become a certified practitioner with. Also, Anna Nola, Sue Schumacher, and many other of our listeners and hosts, and I think Vivian also does Akashic Record reading. And I made it really easy to get over there. You just go to psychetalk.net/soul course, rather than having to spell out realignment and everything like that. I thought I'd make it a little bit easier here. Let me pop that in the chat room for everybody again as well. It's psychetalk.net/soul course. Soul course, psychetalk.net/soul course. It'll take you over there. You can read all about this fabulous course as well as we go into our phone calls here. Let's see. So, Kathy, you ready? We're going to go to our first caller here. Let me see.
Ready?
Here. Okay. I did almost forgot. I did want to mention, you know, how I told you the numerology was 8, which was abundance. I pulled the card of the day, and it was also an 8, the 8 of swords. So, even though you look at that card and it's the figure in the card, she's bound up. She's got wrappings around her. She's got a blindfold on. She's surrounded by swords. And, swords are thoughts and ideas. So she's literally trapped by her own thoughts and ideas there. And, it doesn't look like a very abundant card, but it actually is, because it gives us a clue where a lot of people, when the card of the day comes up, this applies to a lot of us today listening, okay? So she's in this position. You may be feeling trapped in yourself, okay? But when you look closely at the image, what you notice is that the swords are not really surrounding her completely. There's actually a pathway out. And all she has to do, the bonds that are holding her, they're not that tight. If you look really close, they're actually kind of loose on her. All she has to do is kind of like wriggle her arms, and they're just going to drop down. And then she can reach up and take the blindfold off. That's what this card is suggesting. And because it's so many swords, and yeah, right, exactly. Isn't that wonderful, Kathy? And the thing is, because it's 8 swords, and number 8 is abundance in numerology. Well, it's talking about a lot of thoughts and ideas. And the way out is to get rid of some of those thoughts and ideas, put them on the back burner or get rid of them altogether. And, it's not like you have to get rid of them necessarily, but what the main thing is, you want to focus in on one idea. You want to focus in on one of those swords And that's how you establish a goal and you move towards a goal one at a time, focusing in on one thing. It's going to lead you out of the malaise that you find yourself in. So that's what the card of the day and the numerology of the day is talking about. By the way, the day itself, 19, Kathy, is 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's a one day.
One.
And one itself. Okay, and so, you know, take care of yourself today. Take the time to, you know, clear out the thoughts and ideas. Focus in on that one idea. Establish the goal. Set the intention. Move out of, you know, the stuck place that you feel like you're in right now. Okay? That's a
Absolutely.
Card of it's a card of restricted action. It's a card of indecision, temporary weakness, fears, restriction, isolation. The way to break through all that is by establishing a goal and moving towards it. Not, you know, you can also use modalities to clear out issues, and like we've been talking about with soul realignment. But there's the other direction, the moving towards the goal instead of away from something negative, moving towards something positive. And that breaks you free of the indecision, of the restricted action, and all the other things that the Eight of Swords is representing. Okay, so just a little bit of numerology and tarot for the day. And the caller that's been waiting the longest, I think like 50 minutes here. Oh, my God. Area code 470. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Thanks for holding on for 50 minutes. I hope you've been enjoying the show.
Oh, I've been enjoying it. And my name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia. Awesome.
Hi, Casey.
Hello, Kathy.
What can we help you with today?
I was just calling to see what you all see for my love life.
Okay. Love life. Okay, I'm getting a real restricted feeling here. Holding on too tight to something. What's going on, Casey? Because this is really odd cards to get for love life.
Is it holding on too tight to something? I don't know. I'm currently trying to get out of a relationship. Well, really, I'm out of one. And I had been dating a guy for 5 years, and we split it up. And, like, I talk to him sometimes on the phone, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know. I don't know if,
okay.
if I need to be doing it or if I need to look further or whatever.
I got some stuff for you. Okay, first of all, is this guy possibly like an Aries?
No, he's a Cancer.
Okay, Cancer. Now, I'm not an astrologer, so I actually have to look this stuff up. So, okay, Cancer, so he's a water sign. Aries is a fire sign. Now, it might be Aries. It might be one of the other fire signs, like Leo, Sag. Okay, the reason why I asked for this is an individual is showing up in the form of the Emperor. The Emperor, okay, so this is somebody who has a lot of confidence, order and stability, competitive nature, self-control, a lot of experience, all right? Might be a little older than you, same age or older. I'm going to say older. But a lot of the imagery around the Emperor is Aries, okay? But that doesn't mean the person is an Aries. Could be an Aries, but could be a Leo or a Sag, like I said. Now, the reason why I asked if this other fellow is because it would be talking about him. In this case, it's not. It's talking about a new person coming in. The other cards are talking about, okay, you're feeling a little bit out in the cold with this situation. The Temperance card, which is Archangel Michael, is showing up. And it's talking about balance in your life. Okay? Moderation, balance, patience. And then, of course, and those cards come right before the central focus card, which is the Four of Pentacles. And that's why I asked you about holding on too tight to something. So the feeling I'm getting is you need more, need to establish more balance in your life, in the different areas of your life. And at the same time, you got to loosen up. And this might be completely unconscious to you. It might be in your subconscious where you are attached either to this previous relationship, this previous person, or even attached to the pain and anguish from the previous relationship, anything along those lines. That needs to be cleared out. And when that clears out, the future comes. And in the near future positions is the Emperor, and the last card, the outcome, is literally the success card in the tarot deck. It's the Six of Wands. It's victory. Hard work prevails, but it's victory, success, success through helpful friendships, and you know, it's leadership and all those kind of things too. But in a romance reading, we're talking about being successful in this arena, and it looks like with a new person. And they might already be in your life. They might be somebody else that's going to come into your life. But I would not be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be an Aries, and you know, maybe a Leo or a Sag, but I'm leaning towards Aries. So I hope that helped you out. Let's go over to Kathy and see any bits of insight that she might have. Kathy?
Yeah, basically I hear the voice of Kenny Rogers in my head saying, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. If you're familiar with that old-timey song from, I think it's The Gambler, right? Whereas,
yes, that popped right in my head when you said Kenny Rogers. You know, I actually I sing a lot of Kenny Rogers songs. That's one of the songs that I don't sing. And there's a myriad of songs to pick from. But when you said Kenny Rogers, the first thing that popped in my head is, you've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I am
know
so
when
with
to fold
you.
And that's a life lesson we all need to learn, especially as it applies to relationship. So the relationships that you've been in up to this point, learn, review them and learn what you have to learn from them. What are you willing to put up with? What are you not willing to put up with? Because you need to learn how to choose your battles wisely. Yes, you need to stand your ground. You need to defend your beliefs and your decisions and be your own advocate. I mean, really, there should be no need to advocate for yourself or defend yourself in a healthy relationship. But if you find yourself, you know, constantly needing to do that, yes, it is time to leave that relationship and work towards being in a relationship where you feel comfortable and seen and respected and loved, you know, and cherished, and where you're not having to constantly, you know, fight or defend yourself. But in the end, the card I got for you was the Empress. I know, Dax, you said you got the Emperor. So, you know, if you're willing to defend your beliefs, you know, and your decisions, and decide you just want to be in a relationship that, you know, is easy, where it's not a constant battle, or you're constantly having trust issues about whether or not this guy is right for you, or what he's doing behind your back, or whatever, you do have an opportunity to step into a new way of being in a relationship that's just going to be a lot calmer and a lot happier for you, where there's none of this drama that you've been experiencing. But you need to make the decision and set the intention that that's what you want. Because it could be that you need to let these past guys go.
Yeah.
If you're finding it's just a lot of drama and work and conflict. And yes, relationships are work. They absolutely are. You know, but it should be work that results in, you know, happiness and good times and greater understanding and greater intimacy. And when all the work you're pouring into a relationship doesn't give you those rewards, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're just kind of spinning our wheels.
And Kathy, that card that I got, the success card, the Six of Wands, you know, it's about taking the reins, leadership, and success through hard work. So it fits up perfectly, you know, in alignment with what you just said, Kathy. So there you go, Casey. Mm-hmm. Hope that helped you out.
Yes, it did. Thank
you
so much.
Okay, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. And we're going to move on to the next call that's been waiting the longest. It looks like 43 minutes. Oh, my God. Thanks for holding on. Area code 718. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Katie calling from New York City.
Awesome.
Hi, Katie.
What do you want to chat about?
I love the topic, soul realignment. I've been doing some clearing work. So I've been cutting cords and like clearing out loyalties and agreements. And I've been working on clearing them out from like my mother and her beliefs, her judgments, and her family. And I'm just wondering, did I do it? Is it working? especially around money and things like that. So that's kind of what I've been doing, and I'm just wondering, what are you guys picking up on that?
You want to go first this time, Kathy? What you getting?
Okay, Katie. Let's see. I do see that there's a lot of kind of like swirly energy around you where there has been a lot going on, and I see that you've been really putting a lot of your energy into, clearing work and, making plans for your future. So right now, I see that you're right in the middle of that, where there's a lot going on beneath the surface. Okay. So as you do this, there's two things that are coming up. As you go into your future, one, there's a, what are they saying exactly? Play. There's advice to consider a more playful approach and to make time for, that's not to say anything that you've been doing is wrong or that you've done it wrong or that it didn't work. It's just you've been dealing with a lot of heavy energies lately. And so now we want to balance that out by calling in some playful, joyful, lighthearted energies. So whatever it is that you enjoy that makes you laugh, that like moving your body, maybe dancing, getting out in nature, watching a funny movie, going to a comedy club, you know better. You're the boss of you. So you take some time and think about what is it that brings me joy? What is it that just makes me laugh my butt off? Even if other people think it's stupid or ridiculous, who cares? This is about you. You do what brings you joy and laughter right now. And when you go into the future, be confident that, yes, this work that I'm doing will bring positive results because you don't want to because you're the powerful creator of your own life experience, you want to have all self-fulfilling prophecies be positive ones. You know, so as you hear something, okay, this is the way my mom did it, how am I going to do it? What do I want to replace this belief with? Like if she had, like for instance, I grew up in a home where I'm not trying to put anybody down, but one of my parents would always say, if it's not one thing, it's 10 damn others. And honestly, that was the mantra of my family growing up. And you can see if you grew up, buying into that kind of an illusion, buying into that kind of belief, you'd constantly be on the lookout for the other shoe to drop. What terrible thing is going to befall me today?
Right.
So what would, and actually my guides and Holy Spirit have said to me on more than one occasion, Kathy, calm down, sit down, be quiet, ask yourself, what wonderful things might happen for me today? Use your creative faculties in that manner. Direct your energy in a totally different direction. If I can have anything, what would I want from today? What wonderful, beautiful things are around me? What wonderful things might possibly befall me today? How could Holy Spirit use me to be a blessing for someone else today? Do you see that? So you're consciously taking that energy and you're flipping it on its ear and doing a 180. And so that's the two specific pieces of advice your guides and angels have for you today. Laugh and do joy. And everything you've cleared, consciously determine what you want to replace that with and put that energy out with powerful intention all around you. Fill your auric field up with it. Send it out into the future. And so that when you go into your day, you're going to find all that love and positivity there waiting for you. And your guides and your angels, invite them to do that with you and for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was going out today to go play.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's what I've
rock
been
on
to
with
do.
That. I hope you have a wonderful, joyful, fun, funny day. And get out there and shine your
it's
light and laugh, laughter. Amen.
Thank you so much for your call. Thanks.
Okay, I got some stuff for you. Don't go anywhere, Katie.
Okay.
My turn. Yeah. Sometimes we forget to go to the other host. Anyway, but
roll up newspaper, hit myself with it.
Just kidding, Kathy. Just kidding, Kathy. Kathy was on a roll. Kathy was on a roll there. And, you know, I love it because I'm, you know, I'm snickering with the, you know, I have the mute button on, so I'm snickering in the background as Kathy's going through because it's so synchronized with what I'm getting. It's like just in alignment. It's just amazing. So it starts off with the Six of Cups, and the Six of Cups is the nostalgia card. So it's talking about a lot of these things that you've been clearing out, a lot of your issues. Actually, some of them go very far back to childhood, you know, judgments mm-hmm. from your parents, you know, your mother specifically, and things along those lines. But then the cards after that are talking about moving away from that. So we've got the Four of Swords, which is a it's recharging. It's taking a retreat. It's stepping back. It's thinking outside of the box. It's stepping back from the problem and looking at it from a different angle. And, you know, this is kind of what, you know, Kathy was getting at, because the very next card is the Knight of Cups. And Cups is emotions. And you want to move towards things that are emotionally fulfilling now at this point. You know, you've done all of the cord cutting and so forth. So I was saying this a little earlier in the show, right before your call, actually, when I was talking about, okay, there's two kinds of movement towards success. One is moving away from the negative, and the other is moving towards the positive. Okay, so you've been in away mode. You know, I don't want any more of that, and it's great. You know, that can actually get you off the couch, but to sustain it and to move forward, you've got to have goals. You've got to have positive things to move towards. You've got to shift the focus away from the negatives, because they're in your past now. And that's another good aspect of the Six of Cups, things in the past. And actually, it's in the past position. It's the very first card on the left, so it's in the past position. You want to get beyond that, okay? And You want to move towards things that are emotionally fulfilling. You want to play, like Kathy was saying. That gets you into the right headspace. But then you also want to set goals. And what that leads to is it leads to the Fool card. Now, your original question was, you know, is this working? And I got 4 out of 5 cards are yes cards, including a major arcana card, which is major life changes. And the Fool card, of course, asks us all to take a leap of faith in something. So as you reevaluate all this and set positive goals and move towards positive things, how do you want your life to be? Okay, at some point, you're going to have to take a leap of faith and go for it in these areas. Does that make sense?
Yes. So let me ask you, so the Akashic, because I have a book on it, but and it tells me how to do it, but I'm like, I'm not feeling anything or seeing anything when I go, like, am I making this up? So what you guys do is that kind of similar with, like, releasing energy, releasing the past, or changing things?
Right. And let me jump in here for a second, Kathy, because I don't know – I think you've been listening since the beginning of the show, but just in case for yourself and to remind everybody else, you know, one thing – you know, books are great, but one thing that's really going to help you is a live interaction instructor.
Yeah.
So first of all, you know, take Andrea's free webinar. It's tomorrow on Saturday. It's free. You can just go over to psychetalk.net/Akashic. For those that are unfamiliar with Akashic Records, have never seen it written anywhere, you know, it's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Akashic. So just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychetalk.net/Akashic, and that's going to lead you right over to where you can, for free, sign up for Andrea's webinar and take the live webinar. It's going to specifically help you with manifestation, which is really what you need right now. And then, you know, for you or for anybody else that wants to get deeper into this, whether it's for themselves or you want to start working with clients, you can become a certified practitioner of soul realignment. Andrea's course is the fastest way. I set up a link to take you right there. It's psychetalk.net. slash Soul Course. Soul as in S-O-U-L. So it's psychictalk.net/soulcourse will take you right over there. So go check that out. We gotta run.
Thank you. Katie. Thank you so much. No, thank you both. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But have a great weekend. You too. And the time is getting away from us like crazy here, Kathy. I don't know if you want to take some more calls. If you do, you know, let's do the upcoming shows first.
Okay.
What's coming up?
Let me
take
care of that
Radio?
Right now if you want. Sure. Coming up on Psychic Talk Radio on tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, is Open Lines and Mini Readings with your episode of Psychic Saturday with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And then Sunday, April 21st, let's see, there's going to be your episode of Angelic Realms radio show with Sharona Repsik and Dax Carlisle again. And they're going to welcome a special guest, Maharnaz Madden. And she is a spiritual wellness coach and astrologer. So she'll be talking about her work on Sunday. And then let's see. Please join us 1 week from today on Friday, April 26th, with hopefully Dr. Rose will be back and myself and Dax. And we're going to be continuing our series on soul realignment, talking about what are soul groups, your soul group of origination. What does that mean? And what kind of information can it give you about yourself? And that's just one of a ton of information that a soul realignment reading is going to give you about who you are at soul level. So we have some really great, interesting shows coming up, Dax. Good stuff.
Oh, wow. It's
and
just
if you would
amazing.
Like,
you can go,
yeah.
I was just going to tell them probably the same thing you were going to say. Go over to psychictalk.net. That's our main website. You can find all these upcoming shows. The direct link is psychictalk.net/upcoming. We make everything really simple at Psychic Talk Radio. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can see there's a lot more than what we talked about here. Great shows coming up. Go check it out, psychictalk.net/upcoming. Also, before we go back to the phone lines real quickly, I want to invite you, if you're a practitioner, maybe you're a soul realignment practitioner, you work with the Akashic Records, maybe you are an angel worker, a tarot reader, a numerologist, maybe you're an energy healer, Reiki practitioner, psychic medium, any of those things. Astrology. Oh my God, we would love to get some more astrologers on the network. We want to invite you for 2019 to join us as a host. We're planning on expanding the network, doubling the number of shows we have now, so two shows a day instead of one show a day. And we want to get a lot of really wonderful hosts that love talking about these psychic topics and want to be seen as the expert themselves. Just like Kathy did, you know, she's one of our newest hosts, joined us on the network. She joined us as a staff co-host on a show here on Fridays that was already running with myself and Dr. Rose. We also had Stephanie on the show as a staff co-host, and she left to do her own custom show. That's the other thing you can do is a custom show. She created Stephanie's Got It Tarot on Thursdays. Moved to Thursdays, and then Kathy was joining the network and joined us on Fridays. So it's like two different ways to join us as a host. You can join us as a staff co-host, get your feet wet, come on with experienced hosts. We do all the work in the background, so you don't have to. You just show up and talk, and you're going to get your own page on the network, on the website. You're going to get your own blog on the website. If you want your own email address, we'll give you that as well, your name at psychictalk.net, but your own page, psychictalk.net/your name. And we're going to give you exposure every week. We're going to bring you on a show every week and let you get your feet wet and develop as a host. Or if you're ready to do your own custom show, either by yourself or with co-hosts, you can get others to come on. You can join us as a host that way and start your own custom show. That's where you decide on the title of your show, what day of the week and time you're going to be on, and what you're going to talk about. And you plan your own shows out with yourself and your co-host. And you can check it all out at psychictalk.net/host2019. Or if you're on psychictalk.net, just click Become a Host at the top of any page. psychictalk.net/host2019. Or once again, just click Become a Host at the top of any page. And we would love for you to join us on the network. So we're going to go to the next caller that's been waiting the longest. I know we're at the top of the hour. These shows are only supposed to be an hour long, but we're going to see if we can squeeze in another call or two. The phone banks are jammed full, Kathy, right now. The caller that's been waiting the longest, 53 minutes, area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Charlotte. I'm calling from Utah.
How about it, Charlotte?
It's totally worth waiting. See?
Nice.
Even my dog agrees. Totally worth waiting. So, great show. I love the topic. Need to learn more about it. And I'm going to make it easy on y'all. I would love just an angel message today.
A message. I'm going to pull a card, but
from
hey, this sounds
angels.
Like it's up. This, Kathy, this sounds like it's up your alley.
Hang on, give me a second.
Awesome. Got a helicopter going overhead.
And I have been working on my little, I've been working on my little crystal business, trying to get it organized while I listened and waited. And so I've been killing two birds with one stone. So awesome.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, Kathy, angel messages are your purview, being a certified angel practitioner. I'm a tarot reader, folks, but there are angels in the tarot deck. I pull a card, I get the judgment card with Archangel Gabriel on it. Can you believe that? And this is very significant, Char, because we did a reading for you in a previous week, and I pulled cards, and one of the cards that came up was this very card. It's the cosmic wake-up call. It's like the universe, you know, Gabriel and the universe is reaching out with a wet mackerel and slapping you over the face with it. Hello, wake up. Wake up is the message from the angels. You need to move forward. You are ready to go.
I'm working on it.
There you
that's
go.
I pulled the card.
That's why I'm doling out information in the chat room.
I know she's doing
and
a good job,
I pulled
too.
A similar. Yeah. Similar card, Char. Spread your wings from Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar. So that echoes what Dak said. Also, there's just a direct incoming message about nature, which I thought was you getting out into nature, you know, as a way to recharge, ground yourself, et cetera. But when you mention your crystal business, you know, tonight is a full moon, the full pink moon, I think. Is it in Libra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You might want to charge your crystals in the full moonlight tonight. I think that's part of
the schedule. And also put out a whole case of moon water.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Charge the moon water. So.
Yeah, use the power of nature to nurture your crystal business. Absolutely.
It's a
great question. Thank you.
Quick and easy one, Char. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah, don't you love the synchronicity?
Yes, everything is in alignment today. It's just fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, love you guys.
Have a great weekend, Charlotte.
Care.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to swing over to area code 404. See how many calls we can zip through here. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. I'm Nancy calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wonderful. What's your question for us today?
Okay, so I have a trip planned for Hawaii in 2-3 weeks. It was gifted to me. So I'm planning on going. I was expecting some money to come through, a bank settlement. I was hoping it was going to come through prior to, because financially right now it's tough. Do you get that this money will come through before my trip? And if not, well, financially I will be okay, because I'm going to go regardless. But I just want to get what you guys pick up.
Well, this is interesting. I'm getting a ton of pentacle cards. You ask a card about money, and I'm getting all these pentacle cards. Okay. I'm not getting the card that normally shows up for a windfall when something comes through. Like, now, asking it as a yes-no question – okay, I'm getting all yes cards. And I like that you worded it, you know, am I going to get this what was it again? You're calling it, I said windfall, but what did you call it? What is it you're waiting for coming through?
It's a bank settlement, but I consider it a financial settlement. Blessing. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So what I'm getting is, okay, so the devil card is showing up, which is attachments to things. So it's saying don't be attached to that particular outcome, that you're going to be okay. Remember, you were. I like that you worded it that way, that either that'll come through or I'll be financially okay. All these cards are saying financially okay, and I also got the Page of Wands, which is a travel card.
Okay.
So it's just perfect. But let's see if Kathy's getting anything too.
I rather got a vibe that, like, you'll get the money, like, one day after your trip, and you'll be like, nope, you know. And then when I drew cards, it was Queen of Air and Page of Earth. So Queen of Air talks about clearing away things that no longer serve you and seeing the humor in a situation. So that has to do, you know, with what Dax was saying a little bit about, I can't remember right now, the very first thing you said, Dax, about attitudes. And then the Page of Earth is literally good news about financial matters. So I do think that you will get this financial blessing. If it's just a little teeny bit late, realize that it's still on its way. And I think, like you said, you can still make the trip, though you might need somewhat of a backup plan. You know, but I do see that the money will come. It will definitely come through.
Nice. Okay. I have another question, but it's in regards to what you guys were talking about. I have been seeing, you were talking about synchronicities, seeing all the numbers. I've been seeing numbers for the last 3 months, just alignment, 11, like 111, 222s. I've been seeing it. What is the meaning of all that I've been seeing? I know they're messages, but I see them all the time everywhere.
Yes, you're seeing angel numbers, that's right. And when it's triple-digit numbers especially, the angels can send messages with any string of numbers that you see over and over again. But typically it starts out with like 1111 or 111.
Yeah, it's been going in order. And then actually it started off with my birthday. I started seeing 1220 everywhere. And then from there it started moving up. I'm now seeing – I'm up to 777, you know, 777. I'm seeing it just worked its way up, if that makes sense. So I'm like, what is it? What are you guys trying to tell me?
Well, the initial things are just to get your attention. So showing you your birth date is showing that the message is for you. 111 is getting your attention. And then as you're going through it, you know, triple-digit numbers, normally in numerology we reduce the number, but when you're seeing 111, 222, 777, it's talking about the energy of the number 7 magnified, 2 magnified. So you want to look at those individual energies and what's going on in your life at that particular number. I can't give you the answer is what I'm saying.
Right,
because I'd have to be sitting right next to you, and it's like, oh, I see, well, what's going on in your life? Let's talk about it. You know, Yeah, it's a message for you.
So it's going on at the moment. Okay.
Yeah, and you seem to be progressing through the numbers. And remember, the numbers 1 through 9 are a progression. You know, you start off with self, 1. Self meets someone else, the other, 2. The 2 come together, and through the process of manifestation, 3, create the fourth thing, the third thing, which manifests as 4. 4 is structure in numerology. 5 is change, okay? 6 is a return to harmony and balance. 7 is the highest spiritual number. It's also the number of searching things out. It's the number of the detective. And then when 8 shows up, 8 is abundance. And then 9 is a cycle starting over again. So it sounds like, you know, you're going through a cycle here is what's actually happening. I don't know if you have any comment on that, Kathy. Or did I cover
it? I agree that they're just trying to get your attention with these initial numbers. So it's almost kind of like an invitation to establish an ongoing relationship, you know, with your team of angels and guides. And now, you know, they see that they can get your attention and that you're attuned to them, you know, which is good.
Right.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me. And thank you for the reading. I truly appreciate you both.
Thanks
so much.
Have a great
weekend.
You have
a wonderful time in Hawaii.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you're going to have to call back and tell us all about Hawaii and what you did. Oh, my God. Let's see. We're going to go over to 828. The call is going the longest. Are you there? 828.
I'm here.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Stan. How you doing?
Hey, Stan.
Hey,
Stan. Great to talk with you. Where are you calling from?
I am in Asheville, North Carolina.
Awesome. I had a radio host that was in Asheville, and I remember that 828 area code always calling in when she was going to do her show. That's fun. What do you want
there
to chat about?
Well, let's see. I could offer up a question, but if you're getting some information other than that, that's fine. Offer up a question.
Time-wise, we're almost at the end
okay.
of the show. We're really constrained here, so we want to go with a very specific question so we can give you a quick, very specific answer. So what do you want to know? What's
no,
the burning question?
No problem. No problem. There's a new way of eating plan that I've been introduced to, and
mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to jump in with both feet on this thing. I'm pretty excited about it. And would like to get additional perspective on the energy around that and whether that's in my best alignment for me and all that kind of jazz.
Nice stuff. That's really cool. That's really cool. How new is this? Is this anything that you knew about, like, in your earlier life?
Oh, no. This is a pretty, cutting-edge stuff. Yeah, it's authored by a guy named Alberto Villoldo, who's an experienced medical anthropologist as well as a shaman. So I'm pretty excited about it, and
mm-hmm.
it also has a spiritual aspect to it. So anyway.
Great. Well, yeah, the central focus card is the High Priestess, which is talking about that, and listening to your intuition and your inner wisdom as you go through this journey. But, taking it just as a yes-no, is this going to be good for you? I'm getting 4 out of 5 cards are yes. In fact, 3 of them are major arcana cards, life-changing cards. This is a definite yes, and one of them is the Magician card. You're in control. You can manifest this. And then the Sun card. You can't get a better outcome.
Cool.
So it looks really, really good. And let's see if thinking of the caller. Kathy, what are you getting?
Right, same thing. As long as you do this eating plan with knowledge and attention and focus, I think it'll be really good. And by that I mean, continue to you be in charge of this process. Don't turn all your power over to the doctor that came up with it per se. You continue to do your research on it.
Yes.
You continue to listen to your own intuition, your own team of guides and angels. If something isn't quite right, if you want to make an inquiry about can it be tweaked a little bit, for you, if you have this or that condition or this or that allergy, or whatever, you just stay true to you and your own intuition. And as long as you bring
mm-hmm.
that to the table when you engage in this, plan instead of, like I said, turning all your power over to it, I think it'll be good. You'll be golden then, if that makes sense.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that's in alignment with that Magician card that I got. You have to remember that you're in control, not the program, and it may require tweaking, but ultimately it looks really, really good, Stan. Hey, we got to move on. Oh, my God, we are so over here. I don't know if you want to take another call or not, Kathy. What do you think?
I'm okay. I got a little bit of time.
Okay, we'll take one more call. If we don't get to your call today, remember, hey, going to be back tomorrow. In fact, we've been doing a lot of topics on the Saturday show, Mary Brown and myself, but we're taking a break from that. It's like we're doing all these other topics. We got a guest on Sunday. We're doing this series on soul realignment on Fridays. I told Mary, let's just take a break, just do an open line show and have fun tomorrow. So it's open lines all show long with Mary Brown, certified tarot master, and myself. all show long. No topic. That's right. So call in tomorrow, 714-816-4628, and join us in the chat room. All you got to do is wake up tomorrow and open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/live, or if you're on our website, psychictalk.net, just click Listen Live at the top of any page tomorrow, and you can join Mary and I. It's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time, so that's 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. UK. There you go. All right. So if we don't get your call today, call in tomorrow, and you can also call in on Sunday and Monday and, yeah, the whole week. Okay, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? All righty. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Hey, this is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York City. How are you?
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Oh, we're doing good.
Okay. So I have a quick question. I'm highly intuitive myself, but I definitely need directions from experts like yourselves to make sure that I'm on the right path. So I keep picking up the image of a nice-looking man that's coming my way. I don't know when he's coming my way, but my question is this, because I don't want to scare him off, only because I'm from New York City, and so they say New Yorkers can be a little bit pushy sometimes. How
no.
do I... Yeah.
No way.
I mean, especially... What do I need
no.
to do?
No. Come on.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that was it. Okay. Well, what do I need to do in order to, I mean, because I'm picky when it comes to men. So what do I need to do in order to, like, keep the one, like, the one?
Yeah. 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 It's showing up in the cards. It's showing up in the form of the Nine of Pentacles. I call it the self-made woman card, you know, but it's also a card of, you know, the person is self-assured, you know, and is usually self-reliant. When you go into a relationship, obviously, you got to dial that back a little bit there, you know?
Okay.
You know, it's talking about dialing it back a little bit. And you might actually need help from somebody else to actually do this, to get into the right mindset. Because
okay.
In the form of the Hierophant showing up, and the Hierophant's talking about somebody that is a master of something, and it could be emotional freedom technique. It could be a practitioner of NLP, neurolinguistics, NLP. It could be a hypnotherapist, somebody that can get you in the right mindset, and also, you know, give you anchors, give you tools so that you can, you know, you're going to get excited. You're going to meet people. You're going to get excited. You're going to fall back into your normal way of doing things. And this way you can, you know, just touch a knuckle and fire off a pattern that is set up, you know, through working with modalities with especially NLP practitioners can help you set anchors. Hypnotherapists usually do NLP anyway, but hypnotherapists can do it as well, help you set up anchors, okay? And then
okay.
I see you're seeing this one person. I'm seeing not one but two people coming in, actually. One of them's a little bit younger. Either your age or younger, and it looks like they're a water sign. So it's either going to be Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. The other person is your age or older or has an older outlook on things, mature, and this is an earth sign. So Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. That's
okay.
what I see coming.
All
let's,
right.
let's see
okay.
what Kathy's getting.
I see the person who's coming in, he will have a strong personality like you. So we're looking at two people that both have strong personalities entering into a relationship. And so like Dex said, there might be, you know, room for a little bit of compromise or meeting this person in the middle or, you know, dialing back your own strength a little bit. Not as a show of weakness, as a show of kindness and respect, especially when you're
yeah.
getting to know this new person. So you don't want to, like, miss an opportunity, you know, to have an intimate, satisfying relationship with someone because, like, you're not seeing what's right in front of your face. Or you're just seeing that this person is also really, you know, strong and decisive and, you know, tireless like you are. So, you know, sometimes when we look into the face of somebody who's really like us, you know, it could be almost a little off-putting. You know, you're like, oh no, I fell in love with a, you know, myself, a version of myself, or sometimes it could be like, oh, but that, you know. So when you meet this person who kind of mirrors back to you your own qualities, you know, have compassion for that, and you know, learn how, don't miss the opportunity to be in a relationship with this person, you know, and find a way to bring out the best in each other instead of you know, descending into any kind of a power struggle situation, because that's not what you want. So give this a try, even if there's a little bit of recalibration that needs to go on in the early stages. That's it.
Okay. Well, I will be taking the advice strongly. I'm going to start working on that now. I'm taking your advice, Dax, about that I will need someone probably with more experience to help me get through this. And I see why you say that, because the way that I was raised. So, yeah, I got to try to get some of more of these things out that's been holding on to me since my childhood, and I'll be on my way. Sounds good.
Awesome, Stace. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. You too, guys. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that was a fun call to end the show with. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Kathy, to go over to your page, psychetalk.net/Kathy with a K. PsycheTalk.net/Kathy, because you can get in contact with her through her page, and you can learn more about soul realignment in between the shows. Remember to tune in to all of our shows, the next six shows. We're going to be doing all kinds of aspects of soul realignment, working with the Akashic Records, and contact her in between shows. You can book a session with her. You can get some soul realignment done, see what it's like, benefit from the soul realignment practice. You may decide that you really like that and you want to become a practitioner yourself. So check out Andrea's course. Remember, I gave that out earlier in the show, psychetalk.net/soul course. And if you miss any of these links, remember, we have them on our website. We have them. The best place, I think, is really our Facebook page over there at PsycheTalk Radio Group, PsycheTalk Radio, on Facebook, and you'll see links to all these things. But go to psychetalk.net/soul course to check out the soul course. And don't forget to sign up for the webinar tomorrow, Manifesting Easier with the Akashic Records. And it's psychetalk.net/Akashic. It'll take you to where you can sign up for that free webinar by Andrea. Great show, huh, Kathy?
Great show, Dax. Thanks, callers. And
thanks
also, we want to say feel better to
callers.
Dr. Rose.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I hope she can make it back on with us next Friday. I think she will. She needs to get out of this, this malaise she's in here. And
this
allergy
season's been
like
real
that.
Rough. Yeah.
We miss you, Dr. Rose. It's been bad for a
Come
lot
back.
Of people.
Yeah.
Come back. But thanks to our listeners and our callers. Fabulous calls today. Everything has been in synchronicity with the cards of the day, the numerology of the day, the topic of the day. It's amazing how everything just lined up, Kathy.
Freaky. In a beautiful way, though, not a scary way.
That's right. All righty. So we'll be back next week with another in the series of soul realignment shows. And I'll be back tomorrow with Mary Brown. Open lines all show long. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Kath.
Hi, everybody. Here.
Bye-bye.